Hello, I'm Dr. Robert Bastian. My purpose is to discuss a family of conditions that includes contact granuloma, contact ulcer, and intubation granuloma. My purpose is to help you be more effective in working with your personal physician. Please do not consider this to be personal medical advice. The larynx or voice box contains two vocal folds. They are apart for breathing and pinch gently together and vibrate in order to make voice. Occasionally, an injury can occur at the back end of the vocal folds where they collide when you clear your throat or cough. Sometimes a breathing tube used during general anesthesia can create this sort of injury. Some think a cause is also the reflux of acid from the stomach up to the throat at night during sleep. Whatever the source of injury, the body can respond in some cases with excessive healing and inflammatory tissue called granulation. Some people are virtually symptom-free, and others may have a sticking sensation like a little pinprick in the side of the neck or a vague sense of discomfort, sometimes radiating to the jaw or to the ear. When a granuloma is suspected, some believe there should always be a biopsy to prove it. And of course, that's a good idea if there's any question at all about the diagnosis. We tend to think that these lesions rarely need biopsy because the visual characteristics are so specific when you get highly magnified pictures. You can see these characteristics in our photo gallery or in the video presentation on this same subject. Well, how is the condition treated? Again, two different schools of thought. Some think that the granuloma should be removed not just for diagnosis, but also as a treatment, as though removal will help the area to heal. The problem with the idea, of course, is that granulation tissue is, in the first place, a response to injury, and so it's no surprise that granulation recurs very commonly after removal, and that puts us right back where we started. Now, assuming there's no question about the diagnosis, we prefer instead to wait for natural maturation and self-detachment. Supportive treatments during this time of waiting include minimizing aggressive throat clearing or coughing, and if there's any question about acid reflux, we prescribe an acid-reducing medication to take before dinner. There are other things that can be done if a person is highly symptomatic with their granuloma. Almost always, however, we just wait for natural resolution and re-examine the person at 4 to 6 month intervals. Again, this is an informational presentation offered to help you work more effectively with your personal physician. Thanks for listening.